Jess in with you this morning. It's time to catch up with New England MP Barnaby Joyce. Barnaby, how are you doing this morning?
Jess, I'm any better and I'm being arrested. It's great. I'm back home and about to go down to Tamworth, but I'm just going to go fly around and check the cattle before I go.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to start with a local story this morning. I was out at Merriwell yesterday chatting to some residents there who are concerned about some transmission lines that Ausgrid plan to put in for the Central West REZ project. Now, the residents I spoke to certainly aren't against the project per se. It's going to go ahead either way. They just want the transmission lines moved away from their prime farming land. Now, I know some residents have gotten in touch with you. What are your thoughts on what's going on out there?
Well, my thoughts always, and this is a problem that happens not just from around America, what happens around the nation, and it's always a shame that we can't have some latitude and be able to move the line so as to create the least amount of disturbance for the agricultural land. I remember this going right back to the time where, on my uncle's place, they put a transgrid line right through the middle of it. And there are other paths, there are other alternatives where you could still get what you wanted without causing the problems that you will if you just go straight through the middle of people's prime agricultural land on their place. So, you know, I hope that there is some latitude, but you know, sometimes the sort of tyranny of bureaucracy says this is the line and that's what we're going to do and there's nothing you can do about it. However, when the tables are turned, they expect you to do X, Y, and Z against your wishes because, you know, the regulation tells you so.
What can we do? I mean, Transgrid, from what I can gather, haven't particularly been very open with locals. Their communication hasn't been great, certainly hasn't been great with myself either. Is there a chance that we can get this turned around? I know Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson is doing what he can to sort of help out, and sounds like you are as well.
Yeah, well, ultimately, every decision is not made by a computer. It's not made by a pot plant. It's not made by a pet in the backyard. It's made by a person, and we've got to, you know, delve into, find that person and say, why don't you have the latitude to be able to not change your decision, but vary it in such a way as it creates less of a problem? You know, this shouldn't be, we're not asking you to put a man on the moon. It's about moving that power pole from there to over there. Now, it might cost a little bit more money, but I know how you rip people off, you'll get it back.
Exactly. Well, hopefully it can be moved, at least to public land, if that's possible.
Yeah, and this is one of the most annoying things. Apparently, the rights of a national park are greater than the rights of a private landowner in many instances.
Exactly, which is ridiculous. We will be seeing what happens there, apparently. There's another community information session next week with Transgrid, so we'll see what they have to say. Now, also this morning, Barnaby, it would be remiss of me not to bring up Christian Porter. He came out yesterday in a media conference to deny the allegations against him about raping a 16-year-old in 1988. What did you think of that press conference?
Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10 of my concerns is with the lady who unfortunately took her own life. And that's now for the reasons. Really, I'm not going to go into the conjecture of why, but, we're going to focus on that. I'm a bit different from my colleagues on one issue, and I'm probably getting on the wrong side of them. I do think there should be some form of independent process that sits above the Parliament and is respected by the Parliament to investigate such matters. I just don't see what we benefit from this sort of demeaning catharsis of everybody giving their allegations and counter-allegations in a public forum. The press do a great job, but they are not policemen and they are not the court. And politicians do a great job of being politicians, but they are not the court and they are not policemen or prosecutors either. And I think for a person to have fair chance of following their rights in regards to making a statement about something they believe happened to them, just as equivalent to a person's rights to say, that is not the truth, that is not what happened, and the only appropriate forum that you can do that in is with a retired High Court judge who completely confidentially, in camera, that means completely secret, listens to both sides of the story and determines where that qualified and eminent jurist decides where the truth is more likely to lie. And because what I'm seeing at the moment is, to be quite frank, it's harrowing. It's also in a way demeaning, and it takes away from the primary issue, that is, a lady has taken her life. We don't really know what the reasons are for. We have allegations and counter-allegations, and that in itself deserves a more urgent and thorough process than press conferences where, you know, people are screaming over one another, and the person they're interviewing is almost about to break down. What is the value of that? That is pointless theatre.
That's right. I mean, coming from me as a journalist, the public certainly has the right to know, but it shouldn't be played out in the public sphere, as you said, because it can't possibly be played out fairly.
That's right, and you won't actually get to know in that sort of venue. I mean, you really don't. You can't, from coming in with a cup of tea in half an hour, determine where the truth lies.
Yeah.
You have a suspicion, you have a feeling, you have an inclination, but you don't really have the facts. And what you need is a more diligent process where someone sits down and says, okay, this is the statement, even though the person's passed away, they've said what's happened. Now I want you to your very best of your ability, give your version of this. And they have the capabilities and the credibilities to say, I agree with that, I want you to go further on that issue. But they do it in a forum which is completely and utterly confidential, in camera, as they say, in secret.
Yeah.
And then at the end, that High Court judge says, okay, on the balance of issues, I don't think there's anything to go on with here. Or they say, well, maybe you do have a few more questions, and it's time I'll hand the brief over to somebody else, and it'll go out into a public forum for you to defend yourself there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, lastly, Barnaby, of course, the COVID-19 vaccine is starting to roll out across the country, certainly not to the number that we were told would be happening, but it was always going to come with its bumps and hurdles, but the good thing is that it is starting to happen.
Yeah, it is, and Maribor is going to be playing a part in this, and so is Denman, and it'll be coming up from Newcastle, and we'll have our hubs out, our remote hubs out, and we are very lucky in Australia that we don't have the, you know, 500,000 people dead like they do in the United States, or the hundreds of thousands they do throughout Europe in countries or in South America. So the best protection we've created for ourselves, and that we've been diligent in social isolation. And you think about Scone, there hasn't been a case of COVID around there. Well, not even recently. There was one person passed away in Tamworth over half a year ago, but we've been pretty good, and that is our best protection. And this just adds to the protection that we've actually done for ourselves. And that's why, you know, I'm not jumping up and down with everybody's not vaccinated yesterday, because our requirements, you know, we have to be also a little bit of a global citizen here, are not as profound as other areas where people are literally dying one over the top of the other every day, every night, in their tens, in their hundreds, in their thousands.
Mm. Exactly. Well, Barnaby, there's certainly plenty going on. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you very much again, Jess.